Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Good evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening, we welcome you in to the Thursday edition of the Chad Hasty Show. And it is March 19th of 2026. Glad that you have joined us today. We have a lot to get into, a lot to talk about. We still have U.S. and Iran battling each other. We can talk about that. We've got Marines possibly heading to Iran and maybe boots on the ground, it looks like. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Does that change your opinion of where this war is going? We'll talk about that today on the show. We've got a couple of different polls that are out, including a very interesting one out of the Pew Research Center on the issue of morality in America and what Americans believe is immoral. And it's quite fascinating what Americans believe is immoral and not so immoral out there. So we'll get into that as the show progresses today. We're going to visit with our friends over at the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce. We got Lubbock Uncorked coming up here in just a couple of weekends. You still have time to get tickets to that. And we've got other news of the day nationally, statewide, locally as well. The continued fallout from yesterday's New York Times piece on Cesar Chavez. You have the governor coming out and saying that Texas will not recognize Cesar Chavez Day, and we're going to scrap it all together during the next legislative session. It takes the legislature has to do it. There are ways that they can do it. I'm pretty sure it will be done in the upcoming session. So we'll get into that. But also, what are some of these cities and towns going to do? What are some of these school districts going to do when it comes to renaming buildings, renaming streets, renaming different performance centers and everything else that they had named after someone who has been dead for at least a little bit of time, not dead for a long, long time, but dead for a good amount of time? Does this make anyone think of, well, maybe we just shouldn't name things after people unless they've been gone a really long time, and unless they've had a direct impact on the community? So we'll get into that on the show today. And, of course, I want to hear from you, want to get your opinion, your thoughts on all of that, and so much more. You've heard from everybody else all day long. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on the issues of the day. How do you do that? It's quite simple. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can always, when you do text in, give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout out. You can also tap the app. Just tap that station app that you're listening to us on and send us a message that way. It's quite simple to do. You can also find us on social media at Chad Hasty Radio. That's Chad Hasty Radio on X, Instagram, and Facebook. And then the old-fashioned way of getting in touch. It's real easy to do. 1-800-687-0790. That's the phone number. 1-800-687-0790. 0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, he's just somebody who gets a little too close sometimes to a barista. It's Nick. Nick, how are you today?
I am very well. Very well. It's that time of the week The Thursday time where you start thinking about the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you lay out some plans.
Sure.
Some dinners, hanging out with friends and family.
Barista maybe?
No. Doesn't come to mind. This weekend, I think my wife and I are going to try to find a movie.
Okay.
Good movie to watch. But as we're looking,
the theaters or at home?
In the theaters.
Oh.
In the theaters. And so we're looking in what is the phrase? The pickings are a little slim.
Yeah, slim pickings.
Sure.
Slim pickings there. I was thinking, yeah. What the hell's in the movie theaters right now?
It's one of those weekends you have to look it up because you don't know. If anyone's seen the Oscars, I don't know if any of those movies are currently playing.
Yeah.
We still have a big decision to make, but I'm just looking through and I really, it's a tough call. I don't know. Nothing really, you know, speaks out.
Uh-huh.
You know, every once in a while, it's like, you know what, let's go, let's watch this. You know, we know that this movie's coming out. Let's go ahead, let's get some tickets.
Yeah, I can tell you Spider-Man's coming out July 31st. That I can take, I watched the new trailer for the new Spidey.
Are you interested?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're a Spider-Man fan.
I'm a Spider-Man fan.
Okay.
And I watched the new trailer yesterday, and I went, oh, this looks good.
Yeah, July.
This looks good.
Gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not this weekend.
No.
quite unfortunate. Are you looking at the listings of the movies? Yeah.
There's Project Hail Mary.
I've never heard of it.
I think that one looks interesting. Let's see.
I am most likely not aware of any movies this weekend.
Ready or Not 2. There's Hoppers. Reminders of Him. Scream 7.
There's 7 Screams?
Yeah. Goats.
Wow. Goat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
we'll watch Goat.
My goodness, there's nothing.
What a great weekend.
There's Anaconda. You have that with Jack Black in it and Paul Rudd. That's sure to tickle the funny bone.
With those two, you're in for a treat.
That's it. Like I just looked up.
It's not going to be a momentous time.
Boy.
You know, we're going to go.
Can I say this?
Please.
Just do like a Netflix and chill. Save your money. Take the money that you would go and spend at Cinemark or wherever.
Yeah.
And just stay home.
Just find a movie at home.
Yeah. Trust me. Just don't even.
But you don't get the experience.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Of strangers coughing as you're trying to watch.
Maybe the Project Hail Mary. Maybe
what
you
is
do
that?
That.
What,
I don't
what is,
know.
Is that a basketball movie? What is
it's
that?
It's not a basketball movie, no. It's not a basketball movie.
Is it like a war time? It sounds a little like it's a war.
No, hang on. Let me look it up for you, Nick, because
Well, I got to do my research.
Yeah.
I need to know what we're doing this weekend.
It's in space. You have a little bit of you got some space action. It has is it Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
Who's in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Okay.
Now, hey, maybe we'll do that one. You know?
Yeah.
Is it $20 popcorn?
Why
just
not?
Enjoy the
A lot of people like the movie. So there you go.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing that's really out. So that's all you got.
And that's on our calendar. So this weekend, we're going to figure out a movie. I don't know what yet. The list, boy, there's some good ones. But that's the highlight of our weekend. Hopefully.
Okay.
Is finding a good movie.
Today's running topic for everybody. And it's sort of the anti-bucket list. Your anti-bucket list. Item. What is something that is just too adventurous for you? Something that is just too adventurous for you. People may like doing it, but you would never consider it. It's not going to be on your bucket list. It is the complete other bucket, like the bucket of things that you would never ever do. That's what we're looking at today. What is the bucket of things that you would never ever do? Something that is just too adventurous. For you, what would that item be? You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can text in, let us know the item that is just, or the adventure, the item, whatever it may be, that is just way too adventurous for you. You would say no to if offered. Texter, Hail Mary is the next big deal. It's a big deal. It's the next big deal. So there you have it. Everyone will be seeing that if they want to go to the movie theaters this weekend. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and so much more on the Chad HD Show.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas. Because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Bill Cunningham here, The Great American. Every Sunday night with guest commentaries, phone calls, and more, we expose political obfuscation, ridiculous immigration policies, and absurd government spending that causes more problems than it solves. The Great American Experiment continues as we fight like warrior poets for the soul of this great country of ours.
Bill Cunningham, Sundays from 9 p.m. to midnight on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
This is Ted Cruz, and you can listen to Verdict with Ted Cruz every Sunday at 11 on KFYO. Tune in as Ben Ferguson and I go behind the scenes on political debates and government decisions that define our country. It's Verdict with Ted Cruz, Sundays from 11 to noon, right here on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Arc Midnight with John B. Wells, Saturday nights from 10 to midnight on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
On the Chad HD Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. What is something that is just too adventurous for you? Goes into the anti-bucket list. Texture says, getting married again. There you go. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. This out of Reuters. U.S. Ways military reinforcements as Iran war enters new possible phase. President Donald Trump's administration considering deploying thousands of U.S. troops to reinforce its operation in the Middle East as U.S. military prepares for possible next steps in its campaign against Iran, a U.S. official and three people familiar with the matter confirmed. The deployments could help provide Trump with additional options as he weighs expanding U.S. operations with the Iran war well into the third week. Those options include securing safe passage for oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz, a mission that would be accomplished primarily through air and naval forces, sources said, but securing the strait could also mean deploying U.S. Troops to the Iran shoreline, said four sources, including two U.S. officials. Reuters granted the sources anonymity to speak about about military planning. Trump administration's also discussed options to send ground forces to Iran's Karg Island.
the hub for 90% of Iran's oil exports. Three people familiar with the matter and three U.S. officials have said. One of the officials said such an operation would be very risky. Iran has the ability to reach the island with missiles and drones. Well, I think any of these options are risky. When you're talking about putting boots on the ground, and I know Lindsey Graham doesn't care. Lindsey Graham gets very excited about sending troops everywhere. Because, you know, it doesn't cause him any worry. It doesn't. He has no skin in the game. He's not at risk here. But when it when you talk about sending troops in, I mean, we already know that Iran has been hitting some of our military bases across the Middle East. Now you're talking about sending U.S. forces in, sending Marines in, and you just know Iran would love to take out Marines. They would love to. If they could take out a group of Marines, if they could get that on camera and use that against the United States, they would absolutely love to do it. So when you're talking about ground forces, when you're talking about boots on the ground, it always adds that very dangerous element. And that's when you get some people who go, okay, wait a minute, what are we doing? What is the ultimate end game here, and how many troops do we get involved? Because again, I think an air war for a lot of the MAGA Trump crowd out there, an air war is one thing where you're just going in and bombing the hell out of Iran and taking out some of their different sites, taking out their sites. When you're talking about boots on the ground, it adds a lot of danger, and you do have to question, and I know we've lost some lives over there already, is it worth losing more lives? And, you know, what is the ultimate goal? Is the ultimate goal regime change? If it is, Where are the Iranian people? Why are they not? Why are they not out protesting? Why are they not out taking over? Why are we not passing out guns to some of the Iranian people right now? You know, is it that we have to continue to take out leadership? You know, this is one of the issues here, and the news media will never talk about this. They'll never report on it. If you want to know why some of you anti-gun people out there, if you want to know why so many of us are so resolute on keeping our guns and not ceding an inch to the government, to the left, look at Iran. Their people don't have guns. They don't have anything to fight back against a tyrannical government. They have nothing. They have rocks. They have rocks that they can throw at the government. That's about it. That's why the government can go through and they can wipe out 20,000 protesters and you barely hear about it. It's why the Iranian people, they don't feel comfortable coming out of their homes yet and going against the government because they don't have anything to carry. They don't have a pistol. They don't have an AR-15. They don't have any of that stuff. They still have to worry about being shot to death and hung. Well, it was there today. A story came out about a 19-year-old wrestler being hung in Tehran because he was part of the protest. So when you hear those of us who are big supporters of the Second Amendment and you have those on the left who roll their eyes and go, "You got it's not about a tyrannical government. It's not about what government would ever do that." Well, here you go. Here's an example. How many average Iranians right now do you think wish they had an AR-15? How many? How many average Iranian do you think wish they had a 9mm pistol to carry with them if they were to go outside and protest and found themselves eye-to-eye with a dictator, a government that wanted to kill them? So, yeah, these folks, they don't have anything to fight back against the Revolutionary Guard. They don't have anything to fight back against the police. They don't have anything. They just have to hope that one day these people will be on their side. And hopefully they will be. But I think it's gonna take a while. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Kendra, coming from a military family, it's real frustrating when these faceless people in Washington are fine, sending my family members over there to die possibly for a cause that I'm not 100% sure I even know what they can be dying for. Yeah. Well, and that's why when you have Lindsey Graham and some of these other folks who are just like, we're gonna send our we should be fine sending our troops anywhere and getting them in the battle. He's got no skin in the game. He has constituents who have members of the military in their family, but do you think Lindsey Graham really cares? Doesn't sound like it, because Lindsey Graham is fine sending the members of the military anywhere at any time. It's like you have keyboard warriors out there who like to play Call of Duty, and they go, yeah, just send our troops anywhere. It's good. We're going to kick ass and take names. People die. And war isn't pretty. War is nasty. It's terrible. And that's why I think when you talk about sending ground troops in, that's when you start having people go, wait a minute, what are we doing? Let's just make sure this thing doesn't spin out of control. Doesn't mean I disagree with what we're doing right now. I think Trump has earned a little bit of leeway on this one. But once you start sending in ground troops, that's when you're going to start seeing some of the some more of this disagreement really pop up. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
TSN headlines, Dallas Democratic Congresswoman Julie Johnson demanding answers from ICE after a man died while in custody in Dallas. Department of Homeland Security tightening rules on video calls made by immigration detainees following a call made from the Dilley Detention Center southwest of San Antonio. This follows a video call between Rachel Curso, a.k.a. Miss Rachel, and a 9-year-old boy at this facility. When those accusations of abuse against Cesar Chavez came out, Fort Worth was quick to snap into action. City Councilman Carlos Flores says they've already removed signs labeling Northeast 28th Street Cesar Chavez Boulevard. No address changes, and Northwest 28th Street still named after another labor leader, Dolores Huerta. The federal government sending money to Texas to help with security during the World Cup. Dallas getting $51 million. Houston getting $64 million from FEMA. NCAA action today. TCU beats Ohio State 66-64. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Looking for the right machine to get the job done? ASCO and Case Construction is backed by decades of experience and a full lineup of equipment, from light to heavy. Right now, our compact track loaders and excavators are moving fast. And with ASCO, you get the support and expertise to keep your operation running. Don't settle for less. Get the machines that get the work done. Visit your local ASCO dealership today or visit ASCOEQ.com and see the full equipment lineup for yourself. ASCO and Case Construction. Built to work, built to last.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811. Whether installing a fence or working on a construction site, contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
May very well be a preview of at least summer as it begins. Temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon under a mostly sunny sky, reaching that 93 degree temperature. Temperatures drop overnight in the lower 50s and tomorrow's high near 95 degrees. Saturday temperatures 97 degrees. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the new All-American. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYU.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Ann Loney with Your Money Now. Wall Street saw losses once again today. Crude oil prices pulled back just a bit. The Dow Industrials fell 203 points, ending the session at 46,021. The Nasdaq lost 61 points, and the S&P 500 was down by 18. Uber announced that it is going to invest $1.25 billion in Rivian as the two companies look to develop 50,000 robo-taxis. The initial partnership will run through at least 2031, and the deployment of these vehicles will be in a variety of countries. The initial 10,000-vehicle deployment will be Rivian's R2 electric vehicle. Major League Baseball has signed a deal with Polymarket as its exclusive prediction market partner. As part of the deal, MLB has also signed a deal with the CFTC to share information with each other. It's the latest pro sports league to partner with a prediction platform. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Appreciate you being out there. See, Jeff on the app chat weighing in. Chad, have you been watching any of the NCAA tournament today? You bet, Jeff. You know I have been. Absolutely. Today, this weekend, today going into the weekend, some of my favorite days when it comes to just sports, because you got college basketball on all day. Great competition, great moments. In fact, I was in my office here, and one of the things I've got the YouTube TV where you can divide your screen up four different ways, so I can watch four games one time. It's great. It's what March Madness is all about. I know Nick was watching too. And High Point, I watched this High Point won their game. Oh, yeah, that was good. I had that as an upset, so I was very happy about that one. My bracket is not perfect. It is not perfect, but it's pretty darn close. I think I'm only down one game. I was a little worried about Duke. But they pulled it out. It's good. I've got them going pretty far. I do have Arizona as my overall winner. Yeah, I've got Arizona as my my overall winner in this year's championship. So, yeah, today, tomorrow, a lot of college basketball. That's for sure. Let's see, Mitchell and Abilene. I like the idea of arming the Iranian people. What do we need? Boots on the ground to deliver, distribute the weapons. Plus, how can we be sure we are giving the guns to the right Iranians? No, you're right. I mean, I don't think we're going to be giving guns to the Iranian people. You know, maybe you go to some storage depots, you knock the lock off and go, oh, look, oh, no, the door's open. Oh, no. And you don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't know if you're giving guns to the right people or not. You're not going to have time to run background checks. But that goes to the larger issue. Don't allow the government to take away your guns. Don't give them an inch. 806-680-2790. How about this? This was interesting. This came out earlier today. Pew Research Center came out with their U.S. morality report. Americans are split on whether viewing pornography or having an abortion is morally wrong. There's one issue that Americans overwhelmingly say is morally wrong. Nick, what do you think that that one issue that overwhelmingly the American people say, well, that's morally wrong?
I'm going to say infidelity.
90% of people say that married people having an affair is morally wrong.
Wow.
There's a 2% of people who say it's morally acceptable to have an affair. 7% say it's not a moral issue at all, which, really? So 90% of Americans believe that having an affair is morally wrong. Now this, so if you want to connect this to the John Cornyn campaign, they're hoping, hoping and a praying that the 90% of people here will go, oh, well, it's morally wrong to have an affair, therefore I should not vote for XYZ candidate. That's not the question, though. That's not exactly what's being asked here. When it comes to viewing pornography, 52% of Americans say that viewing pornography is morally wrong. 47% say it's not morally wrong. Having an abortion, 47% of Americans believe that it's morally wrong. 52% say it's not. Homosexuality, 39% of Americans say it's morally wrong, while 60% say it's not. The death penalty, 34% say it's morally wrong. Gambling, at 29%. 29% of people believe it's morally wrong to gamble. 70% say it's not. This one surprised me. 23% of people say spanking a child is morally wrong. That's higher on the list than using marijuana, getting a divorce, being extremely rich, drinking alcohol. And eating meat is only 4% of Americans. Sorry, Tallarico. 4% of Americans believe eating meat is morally wrong. 96% of Americans go, nah, it's fine. But yeah, spanking children. 75% of Americans go, eh, it's not morally wrong. You can go ahead and spank your child. Go ahead. Spank the child. 76% of Americans believe that using marijuana is not morally wrong. Now, when asked the question about being extremely rich, they were talking about being like a billionaire. Only 18% of people, the children out there, the 18%, the young kids out there who talk about eating the rich. Well, they say that while they're on their iPhones and have all their expensive purses and everything else. Yeah, eating the rich. Yeah, only 18% believe that it's morally wrong to be a billionaire. 81% say it's just fine. That's why I laugh when you have these ads. And Tallarico is one of these guys who's talking about how he's not going to take money from billionaires. Though he has in the past. But now he's a campaign going against the billionaires. Most people are okay with billionaires. Most people out there, they wish they were a billionaire. They wish, if you could turn them into a billionaire, if I walked up to somebody with, I can turn you into a billionaire, or you can keep making the same salary that you're making right now. Most people, I'd say 9 in 10 people, would go, yeah, make me a billionaire. So just kind of an interesting, some interesting numbers out there. 90% of people say married people having an affair is morally wrong. I'm glad that's at least 90%. I got to be honest with you. I thought it may be a little bit less. You never know. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, more news of the day here on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
The easiest way to get your news is through News Talk KFYO. AM and FM presets in your car or truck. A bookmark on your office computer and on your phone with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
International disputes, inflation, rising national debt, just three of the many reasons gold has risen in value over 700% in the last 20 years. Those same reasons are why smart Americans diversify a portion of their savings into precious metals with Birch Gold Group. It's why I'm buying more gold now from Birch Gold. It's a crucial part of my balanced strategy. It gives me peace of mind given all the events that could impact the U.S. economy. See if holding gold in a tax-sheltered retirement account is right for you, too. Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. Just text my name, Buck, to the number 989898 to receive your free info kit on gold. There's no obligation, just useful information. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, let Birch Gold help you diversify with gold so you, too, can have peace of mind regardless of the uncertainty. Again, text my name, Buck, to the number 989898 to get the info you need to get started.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Let's see, Ryan on the app chat. Chad, when they rename the city of Lubbock, renames Cesar Chavez Drive in Lubbock, what should they rename it to? I was thinking Trump Drive. You know, that's the second time I've heard that today. Just call it the Donald J. Trump Boulevard, right through the Canyon Lakes. I like it. That's not bad. Now the local Democrats, they've said we should rename it. They're fine renaming it. I don't know if they'll be okay renaming it to Donald Trump Boulevard, but it's not their street, so who cares? It's a city council gets to decide. You could just go back to calling it what it was, Canyon Lake Drive. Just, you know, real simple, real easy, Canyon Lake Drive. Just call it that, be done. I don't know. It's one of the, I think that, and again, I'd be fine with, you know, Donald Trump Boulevard, but, you know, why not? There's got to be somebody local you can name it after. Right? There's got to be somebody local, or just go back to Canyon Lake Drive, which is, that's already part of it, is Canyon Lakes Drive. Just keep it that the entire way through. Stop trying to appease one group or the other. If you're going to have a new street name for something, or, you know, some person, just name a new street later on. Still developing areas. You can come up with a new street name later. But I'd say go back to Canyon Lakes Drive. It's simple. It's easy. It's a nice part of the city. And again, I think for some cities, for some schools out there, you know, just change the name and go back to someone honoring the community. Why not? Well, Chavez never spent any time, not that I know of, never spent any time in Lubbock. You got the Democrats pushing for one of these ladies for their name to be, you know, one of the co-founders of the farm workers union to be on the name of the street. Why? What impact did they have in Lubbock? Can we not find anyone who has any ties to Lubbock that we can name the street after? Is that something that's hard to do? You know, why not celebrate our history as a city or as a state? Well, pick someone who as a state meant something to a lot of people and put that there. Democrats would love to have Beto Boulevard. They would. That'd be fantastic for them. I don't think they're going to get Beto Boulevard. But yeah, they're going to have to find something. They're going to have to, a lot of cities out there are going to have to find names for a few of these streets. You got some schools named after Chavez. I don't know how many in Texas, but in California, they've got a few schools named after Chavez. And so they're going to have to figure out something. But it does, I've seen some people who have said, wait a minute, we're not even waiting for any proof. It's just a report out there. It's a pretty damning report. It's a pretty damning report that came out from the New York Times. And again, it wouldn't surprise me if, since everyone's kind of jumping on this, wouldn't surprise me if there's another shoe to drop, if more information comes out, there's other women that are known about. Wouldn't surprise me. Joe, how about Dry Lake Drive? Well, they're not dry. There's water. It's a beautiful area of town. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. Send off on any of the issues, any of the topics that we've been getting into today. Yeah, I say again, just name it after somebody locally, or just go with a Canyon Lake Drive. How about this? Another I forgot to mention this poll yesterday. The percentage of K through 12 teachers who say that they are very satisfied with their jobs. In 1984, when this question was asked, 40% of teachers were satisfied or very satisfied with their job. Now, that number kind of went up, then it went down a little bit, then up, then down, then it kept going up all the way until 2008. Nick, it hit a high of 62% of teachers in 2008 who were very satisfied with their jobs. It's 12% today. It plummeted from 2012 to 2022, so it's a little bit out of date. But, you know, this is the latest data. 39% of teachers were very satisfied with their jobs in 2012. And it's plummeted to 12%. Ouch. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Wake up with local news, weather, and your opinions. Sunrise LBK, weekday mornings from 6 to 8:30. News Talk, KFYO.
Nationwide news with a Texas twist. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM, KFYO, Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
They will
hold off. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Israel's prime minister says his country will stop attacks on Iran's energy sector.
Escalating attacks on oil and gas targets in the Middle East are rattling energy markets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now says he will suspend any additional attacks on Iranian gas fields at the request of President Trump.
President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding out.
President Trump says the U.S. was not involved in strikes on Iran's South Pars gas field. Still on social media, the president warns if Iran continues attacking Qatar's energy infrastructure, the U.S. will blow up the gas field.
Fox's Jared Halpert at the White House says a military action in Iran is now in day 13. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth is asking for an additional $200 billion.
It takes money to kill bad guys. So we're going back to Congress and our folks there to ensure that we're properly funded for what's been done, for what we may have to do in the future.
As far as a timeline to end the strikes, Hegseth said it'll be at President Trump's choosing. The Treasury Department is taking over some federal student loans as part of the plan by the Trump administration to dismantle the Department of Education, though eliminating the department would require an act of Congress. Authorities in Spain have confirmed the body found in the waters off a beach in Barcelona is missing Alabama college student Jimmy Gracie.
This area where they found the body, it is right next to the nightclub Shoco, where Jimmy was last seen. He was visiting friends on spring break there.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Gracie had been missing for 2 days. Police had recovered his phone and his wallet soon after he disappeared. The University of Alabama issuing a statement reading in part that their condolences are with the Gracie family at this time, and they ask that their privacy be respected. America's listening to Fox News.
Live local talk on Sundays, Reason, Religion, and Reality, a radio project of the Constitutionalist Society, LLC. Reason, Religion, and Reality brings you a panel of constitutionally minded, liberty-loving patriots covering topics from Supreme Court decisions, government actions including curriculum in schools, and attacks on the church. Catch the shows Sunday noon to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO. Listen online at KFYO.com or on the KFYO app. Reason, Religion, and Reality.
Tired of hearing sugar-coated views on the news of the day? Well, I hold nothing back. Join me, Mark Levin, for The Mark Levin Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the news and talk of West Texas, News Talk 95.1, 790, KFYO, and the KFYO app.
These temperatures may very well be a preview of at least summer as it begins. Temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon under mostly sunny sky, reaching that 93 degree temperature. Temperatures drop overnight in the lower 50s and tomorrow's high near 95 degrees. Saturday temperatures 97 degrees. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the new All-American. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts from Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYU.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. Final hour of the program. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. Also, continue to take your adventures that something that is just too adventurous for you, that you would never do, something you would never, ever do. You can text it. We had a texter earlier who said jumping out of a plane, would never do that. Another texter. Oh, okay. Hiking the tallest mountain in the world. Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to do that. You pass all the frozen bodies. You're like, I think I'm good. Can I turn around here? Just skedaddle down the mountain? No, okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. 806-680-2790. One texter says, I vote for Canyon Lake Drive. Yeah. Let's see. You can text in your Jim Bowie Drive. Trejo Trail after Maggie Trejo. It's not bad. Let's see. Name it Windy Man Drive. Bring back the Windy Man. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, sound off on any of the issues, any of the topics that we haven't gotten to today. You can do that. Let's see here. We've talked about troops, more troops possibly heading to the Middle East. That's something that you're going to probably hear much more about. We had one texter asking about the Texas 19 race. And there's a couple of updates in that Texas 19 race. One, earlier today, see if I can find it just real quick here. Tom Sell rolled out a few endorsements here. Tom Sell earning the endorsements of former primary opponents ahead of the May runoff. This was sent out earlier today. Let's see. Tom Sell announcing the endorsements of many of his former primary opponents, including Jason Corley, Dr. Donald May, Ryan Zink, and James Barbie. The endorsements, this in the email, sent a strong signal that conservatives across the district are coming together behind Sell's campaign ahead of the May runoff election. Quote, it's been a privilege to campaign on strong conservative ideas with these patriots. We come from different backgrounds, but each share a love of West Texas and Republican ideas, from protecting life and constitutional freedoms to battling waste and balancing our budget to promoting our America First industries and those who protect us, our military families and veterans, Sell said. And so, Sell adding to his list of endorsements. There still hasn't been. There was a story up earlier today that the state still hasn't said, okay, everything's done as far as results. You had a piece over at the Lubbock AJ. Results not considered official until canvassing for votes and certification of results is done at the county and statewide party level. The deadline for their respective parties has already passed, but the Secretary of State still reporting unofficial election results. Assistant Secretary of State for Communications, Alicia Pierce, told the AJ that the Secretary of State is currently inputting results, but it's taking time as there's a lot of data to upload and ensure that it's accurate. I love this last line. Pierce said Texans can expect to see official results as early as, are you ready for this, Nick? Thursday, March 18th, or at the latest, Friday, March 18th. Which, today's Thursday, March 19th. So, who knows when? Who knows when those results may be coming in, but all eyes are going to be on who's in second place here in this runoff race. If it's still Abraham Enriquez, or if Matt Smith is able to garner enough votes to pull ahead, and if he is not able to, does he request a recount? Which again, the way we do voting now, it's very, very tough to overcome any type of threshold, big threshold, or even medium threshold that may be out there when it comes to a recount. Tom Sell, he knows he's in the runoff no matter what, so he can get out there and campaign. But Abraham Enriquez is out there campaigning. I'm not sure if Smith has been out there or not doing anything, but I know the other two have been, and so we'll see how that lines up. I do expect it to be Abraham in that in the runoff. And again, I think it says a few things that all the other candidates in this race did go towards Tom Sell. That's something that should raise some eyebrows out there. And then, of course, who knows if Matt Smith's going to endorse or not if he doesn't make it into the runoff. That's totally up to him if he decides to do it. 806-680-2790. Another texture says, rename it the Big Beautiful Boulevard. Yeah, sure. I like it. Why not? You can do that. Let's see. You can weigh in on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790, where you can sound off on any of the topics, any of the issues of the day. Let's see here. Another story about J.D. Vance. Of course, you have a lot of these news stories coming out about Vance and how the war could prevent J.D. Vance from even running now. This is from the Washington Post. Vance is in a bind supporting a war that could cost him politically. Vice President J.D. Vance is projecting loyalty to Trump as the president leads the United States in the type of war the Iraq veteran didn't want. It adds new conflict and complicates Vance's political future. Vance's allies have played down the impact the operation in Iran could have on his presidential ambitions, insisting that a mission involving the U.S. military only for a matter of weeks won't stay in voters' memories. People close to the VP have also conceded to the Post that a months-long conflict will pose a problem for whoever the next Republican nominee is. People spoke on condition of anonymity to comment on private discussions. The war has put Vance in an increasingly difficult bind. Once a stalwart critic of America's costly military intervention overseas, the 41-year-old Marine veteran found himself defending the president's growing appetite for military action while managing the fallout in a coalition that includes ardent war skeptics. He told the Post last month that he still considers himself a skeptic of foreign military interventions. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. There's nothing wrong with being a skeptic. There's nothing. J.D. Vance is a former Marine. It should be, his views should be respected. But he's also the Vice President of the United States. And that means you have your debate with Trump. You tell Trump how you feel. You tell Trump, if Trump wants to hear it, you tell the president what could go wrong, what may be wrong, how this may impact the administration moving forward, how this may impact the nation moving forward. You give your points of view, and then after the president of the United States decides we're going to go this way, you back him 100%. That's what the American people want. They don't want a vice president. Well, the Democrats do. They don't want J.D. Vance out there campaigning against Donald Trump and saying that the commander-in-chief is wrong. That's not how we unite as a country. The Democrats would love to see that because they want a circus. The media would love to see that because it would show weakness within the administration. But that's not how adults do it. Now, when J.D. Vance is running for president, can he campaign on, you know what? And at that point, who knows if he's going to be the only military veteran running? Who knows? But he can campaign on his background. He can talk about how he does worry about forever wars. He does worry about the United States being in Iran for an extended period of time, like they were in Afghanistan, like they were in Iraq. But we're nowhere near that right now. We're in week three of airstrikes. That's what we're part of right now. And so for J.D. Vance, I have no problem. If J.D. Vance has some disagreement with Trump on this, I'm fine with that. Because he's handling it as an adult. He's not going on podcasts. He's not trying to cut off the president at his knees. He's not doing any of that. He's being a loyal vice president. He's doing his job at carrying out the mission that Trump has laid forward. That's what he is supposed to do. There are a lot of people, I'm sure, within the administration who are a little bit worried about this, who are a little bit worried about where this could go and how long the U.S. could be involved. I'm sure there are quite a few people who are. And Trump heard from them. He heard from others. And he made the call that he believes is right, not only for right now, and not only for the United States right now, but for peace moving forward. And I personally believe Trump has earned at least a little bit of leeway here. And us going, okay, let's see how this plays out. Let's see how this plays out going forward. The article from the Washington Post, it continues. The trickiness of the situation highlighted this week with the resignation of Joe Kent, a senior White House official who quit over the war and publicly criticized Trump during a private meeting. Vance tried to persuade Kent not to make his departure a public feud. It didn't work. By the way, this is the same guy who posted a couple of months ago that Trump needed to take out as many weapons as possible. But now he's mad. Now he's upset and he's leaving. And just so happens that he's under investigation for leaking classified information. Oopsie. Maybe that's why he's actually mad at Trump. Maybe he actually got caught doing something bad that he shouldn't have been doing. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died, that's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down, be safe, drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
If you've missed the Kim Komando Show, you missed a lot.
I could call you right now from the Los Angeles Rams. We want you to be our number one correspondent. And I know you're a Diamondbacks fan. That's okay.
Those are two separate sports.
Oh, are they? Really?
The scam's up.
America's digital goddess.
Kim Komando.
Kim Komando.
Kim Komando. Saturday afternoons from 2 till 4 on KFYO.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
You know, as a consumer, you carry the success or the failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Now, their success depends on your decision to spend money with them or with their competitor. Well, my friends at Pure Talk, they would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs like I do. And because of you, they had a record-breaking year. And because of your generosity through their Roundup for Charity program, they have now been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership that stands on the front lines in helping to prevent veteran suicide. And your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn, made-in-America flags for your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, you choose to support American jobs. And with the money that the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you are inundated with offers everywhere you look. So for everyone in the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust, and God bless America.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Heard right here on News Talk KFYO. Wake up with local news, weather, and your opinions. Sunrise LBK, weekday mornings from 6 to 8:30. News Talk, KFYO.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hey, for those of you in Lubbock, are you looking to save some money? Looking for a good deal? I've got one for you. Go to KFYO.com and go to the Seize the Deal on the, I believe it's on the right-hand side of the page. You scroll down a little bit. It's right there. It says Seize the Deal. You can get a $50 e-voucher to 50th Street Caboose. I'm a big fan. I like the 50th Street Caboose. A $50 e-voucher for just $25. It's pretty good. Get you some good food. They got all kinds of food over at 50th Street Caboose. Kids love the 50th Street Caboose as well now. So go by the Seize the Deal page on our on KFYO.com, and you can sign up today. A $50 e-voucher to 50th Street Caboose. Just $25. That's all it'll cost you. And you can get so much great food over at 50th Street Caboose. Do it today. Save some money. Be happy over at 50th Street Caboose. Good friends of the show. And a great place to go and eat. I mean, they got everything, a little bit of everything. Just a little bit of everything. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on the text line. Let's see, Rick in Lubbock. I'm always down for a good adventure, but volunteering to go on the Artemis Mars trip, I'll have to pass on. That's a one-way trip. It's a one-way trip, and that's about it. Well, as far as we know, it's a one-way trip. Yeah, have to pass on that one. Say no, thank you. Another texture. Bullfighting. Would have to say no to that. I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. We had somebody. It was on the app chat. Casey said something I would not want to do. War photographer. Yeah, I saw a video today, and it was, some reporter, and they were outside of a bridge, And they were talking about how the Israelis were bombing some of the areas around. And right in the middle. And, Nick, they were maybe, I mean, they were so close. You just, you hear the missile dropping, and they look right behind them, and the missile hits, blows up this bridge. They go flying. Cameraman goes flying. You hear them drop a couple of F-bombs. Everyone was okay. I mean, they had some cuts, some scrapes, bruises. They were okay. But, yeah, that's quite the job. 806-680-2790. Something that is just too adventurous for you. It would not be in your bucket list. It would be the opposite, I guess, of your bucket list. 806-680-2790. You can sound off and get into any of the issues that we've been talking about today. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that she was asked to leave a restaurant because employees felt threatened. Give me a break. Yeah, you never hear that from Republicans. You know, where Republicans go to dinner somewhere, they see a Democrat, you know, just out at dinner. Oh, boy, we have to complain. We feel threatened. See, texture, I wouldn't want to be the guy who has to dive and find dead bodies. Yeah. That would not be. Is that an adventurous thing anyway? That's just a bit. That could be a bad job. I don't know if that's an adventure. Like, I don't know if anyone signs up to be finder of dead bodies as an adventure. Maybe they do. We'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. Slow down, be safe, drive smart, and take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
The city of North Texas acted fast when it heard about accusations against Cesar Chavez. Fort Worth spent the day removing signs for Cesar Chavez Boulevard along Northeast 28th Street. Councilman Carlos Flores says the city council will officially take away the Cesar Chavez name at its next meeting. The Department of Homeland Security tightening rules on video calls made by immigration detainees following a call made from the Dilley Detention Center southwest of San Antonio. Now they say that video conferencing is no longer available in public areas. North Texas Democratic Congresswoman Julie Johnson demanding answers from ICE after a man died while in custody in Dallas. Dallas is getting $51 million, Houston getting $64 million from FEMA. They're sending funds to all 11 cities hosting World Cup matches to increase security preparations. NCAA tournament action today. TCU beats Ohio State. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel & Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel and Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's F-R-E-N-K-E-L, firm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
These temperatures may very well be a preview of at least summer as it begins. Temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon under mostly sunny sky, reaching that 93-degree temperature. Temperatures drop overnight in the lower 50s and tomorrow's high near 95 degrees. Saturday temperatures 97 degrees. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the new All-American. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, the Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYU.
Local events, newsmakers, and information, it's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK on Friday morning, we're the first day of spring.
I've got two words, Tom. Prize bomb.
Prize bomb. Oh, yeah. Styx tickets. Make sure you're listening for Styx music when you hear it. Be caller 123. We'll get you in a random drawing. We also have another pair coming up on Monday.
And then Ryan Hyatt with TheRaiderLand.com will be on with us about
7:35.
7:35.
Mm-hmm. On Sunrise LBK.
If you've missed the Kim Komando Show, you've missed a lot.
When you get this all done, give us a call back. Which one actually worked the best? You know, I'm not a betting woman, but, you know, I am the digital goddess, so I'm going to go with the Adobe Podcast Enhance over Andrew's CapCut.
I like my job, so I'm going to agree with you.
America's digital goddess,
Kim Komando.
Kim Komando, Saturday afternoons from 2 till 4 on KFYO.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and they're their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Reason, Religion, and Reality, a radio project of the Constitutionalist Society, Sundays at noon on KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. Austin ISD March Pride Week joins scrutiny from Republican lawmakers. This out of the Texan News. The Austin Independent School District planning to celebrate Pride Week on March 23rd through the 27th. Some conservative lawmakers argue it may violate state law. The district's website said Pride Week matters because when students feel safe and can show up as their full selves at school, they're better able to engage in learning and thrive academically. Austin ISD says it's celebrating in March because the National LGBT Pride Month takes place in June when students are not in school. Senate Bill 12, also known as the Parental Bill of Rights, authored by State Senator Brendan Crichton, passed last year, prohibits Texas K through 12 public schools from instituting diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. The bill also bans schools from assisting in gender social transitioning of students, which includes a different name or pronoun that deny the students biological sex at birth. SB 12 also restricts academic instruction of sexual orientation or gender identity and states that schools cannot authorize or sponsor a student club based on sexual orientation or gender identity. State Senator Mace Middleton, co-sponsor of SB 12, told the Texan that Austin ISD is in violation of the law by promoting Pride Week. Quote, no wonder their enrollment has declined, Middleton said, adding that if he's elected as Texas Attorney General after his runoff against Chip Roy, he will sue them and force Austin ISD to follow the law. Quote, it's illegal for an ISD to provide instruction, guidance, activities, or programming regarding sexual orientation or gender identity. This is the same school district that fought against the Ten Commandments in classrooms law and also willing to break the law to force Pride Week on children. Austin ISD informed families that there would be a change to this year's Pride Week. Pride-themed activities will take place outside of instructional time, such as before or after school, during lunch, morning meetings, or an advisory. The district said it will not provide suggestions for classroom activities as in years past, and that all activities are voluntary for students and staff. Austin ISD will not provide swag or other merchandise purchased by the district, but Parents Teachers Association and other organizations can still fund and distribute materials to celebrate. Why is that? Well, we're going to have to look into that in the upcoming session. What, your PTA is going to go out and buy LGBTQ gear for the children now? I don't think so. The district encouraged people to contact their campus to donate. See, that's how they get around it. These are very smart people. They do find these little loopholes. Okay, well, the school's not going to buy it, but the PTA is going to buy it. And if you want to donate to your local PTA, that's how you can do it. PTAs and students group may also plan activities outside of instructional time. The Texas Public Policy Foundation executive director said it's clear it was drafted carefully in a way that attempts to circumvent these requirements by specifying that it's not during instructional time and that it's being funded by the PTA. What's illegal about district activities is they're trying to use the back door for non-approved sex education instruction without parental consent. Photos of pride flags are being encouraged. Campuses with pride flags may raise those flags the week of March 23rd to the 27th. Pride-themed displays such as posters, historical data, artifacts, books, student art, and mementos can be displayed in common areas of the school. If a parent does not want their child to participate in pride activities, they can contact their school principal, who will make alternative arrangements for the student. This stuff never ends. It keeps coming back. It absolutely keeps coming back. And that's why parents have to stay on top of it. It's why it's why lawmakers are going to have to stay on top of it. In the district's Pride 2026 FAQ, there's a section that instructs district staff and parents on how to maintain campus anonymity to keep students and staff safe when taking pictures. Instructions include avoiding identifying markers such as school signage, mascots, logos, specific room numbers, or distinct campus architecture that could reveal our location to the general public. All this needs to be banned. Why is a school district instructing parents how to get away with this stuff? I mean, all of this needs to be banned by lawmakers in the next session. And then if you're one of these students who doesn't want to participate in Pride Week, why should anyone have to call a principal? This is why we need to do away with it. You know, they say, well, we want all these students to feel comfortable in their own skin, yet you're going to force all these other kids to go by the principal's office and say they're not in favor of Pride Week or their parents don't want them to be involved in Pride Week, and then all their friends are going to know about it, everything else. They may feel uncomfortable about that. So it's okay for the straight kids to feel uncomfortable. It's okay for the kids who don't want to participate in Pride Week. It's okay for them to feel uncomfortable. But, you know, hey, we got to give, you know, backdoor instructions for everybody else. That way we can show off that we endorse pride in Austin ISD. Give me a break. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back.
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
This is House Call for Health. New medical guidance advises millions of Americans to be proactive about their cholesterol health. The American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, and other medical organizations recently publishing a report with guidelines focused on controlling blood lipid levels, including cholesterol and triglycerides. The guidelines recommend people with high cholesterol or family history of heart disease start treating it as early as age 30. The data shows that reducing LDL cholesterol levels from a younger age has positive cardiovascular outcomes. Medications called statins, along with healthy diet and exercise, are recommended treatments. The previous 2018 guideline calculated people's heart attack and stroke risk in the next 10 years. However, the more recent report calculates risk over the next 30 years. The AHA says 1 in 4 U.S. adults have a high form of bad LDL cholesterol, a risk factor for heart attack and stroke. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in and sound off on any of the topics of the day. And, of course, we've gotten into quite a few different items out there. The Wall Street Journal had an interesting piece out today. And it was about the $40 billion game of youth sports. The headline here out of the Wall Street Journal: the $40 billion game of youth sports has only one winner, Dick's Sporting Goods. One of the interesting pieces of this is that parents will spend at least, they were going through this and looking at it, and they were seeing that parents will spend about a minimum of $500 at Dick's Sporting Goods just on youth sports goods. A minimum. And again, some of that is, again, $40 billion annually is what Dick's Sporting Goods makes off of kids' activities. It's huge, huge number. And that number's only going to go up. Here you go. More than 8 million families spend $500 or more each year at Dick's Sporting Goods, accounting for 50% of the company's total sales. Again, 8 million families, $500 or more each year. The retailer generated a record $14.1 billion in sales last year, with youth sports driving the growth. They said they have about 8 million gold members that have helped Dick's Sporting Goods really skyrocket when it comes to youth sports in America. And so that's, you know, if you think about baseball, it's probably a lot more if you're looking just at baseball. You know, some of the other sports, yeah, you can think $500 for a year, but on baseball, baseball's probably a lot more expensive than that. Yeah, texter, that's minimum. My 7-year-old nephew does football, soccer, and baseball. So you're looking at, you know, these baseball, we went through it, what, a couple of months ago, right? Where some of these baseball bats are $200-$300, then you got to get all the rest of the attire. You got to get all the uniform, all the new glove. You got to get the new cleats for each sport. Got to look good when you're out there competing, right? And that's just a Dick's Sporting Goods. Then you're looking at, or any sporting goods store, that you're dropping money. And then after that, you got to pay for the team. You got to pay for the team and everything else that you're doing. I mean, that's expensive. And I know people who have kids in youth sports, and it's, man, God bless them. I can tell you this. When I was competing in sports, my parents knew. They... They're like, yeah, we want you to compete in sports, but, you know, we're going to go through the YMCA. You love playing basketball. Okay, White Jordan. All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're not going to go over here and play, club prizes. No. No, you just run up and down the court. Some kids had shoes, some didn't. You know, it didn't matter. We're just all having fun. I swear to God, some kids were playing in jorts when we were playing basketball. Yeah, some kids just sat there. The coach was asleep on the bench. It was sad. But as kids, we had a lot of fun. We were like, this is great. We're playing basketball. We're having a fun time. I didn't know there was a whole different universe of kids' sports until later. I went, wow, okay, my parents knew that I wasn't going to compete. Okay, all right, okay. Y'all knew me. Okay, that's fine. Well, I wasn't going to be an NBA player. That's all right. Competed in that big Y league, big YMCA league. Woo! We were good. No, we were terrible, actually. We were pretty bad 806-680, mainly because the kid wearing the jorts. It's like, go get you some athletic shorts, man. Come on, parents, you got to step up a little bit. Go get your kid. Get him a jersey. One kid was wearing flip-flops. Part of the time trying to play basketball, he wasn't very fast. He was not very fast. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Another texter. We've got our kids in some of the club sports, mainly for baseball. Two of our kids are in club baseball. Cost us around $1,500 minimum a year for baseball. I guess I don't know if you're playing year round. I think some kids, what, they play year round club, or it seems like they do. Yeah. 806-680-2790. Let's see on the app chat, another texter with their adventure that they want nothing to do with. Chad would not want to travel anywhere in the following areas. The Middle East, Northern Africa, would want to stay out of most of Europe as well. Just not a lot of places I want to go in those different parts of the different parts of the world. Not adventurous. I'm with you. Not a lot of places in the Middle East I go. Yeah, I think I'm good. Let's go there. That seems like a fun vacation. Sure. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless you all. Tomorrow, an open line Friday. We'll see you then.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.